Mama left Daddy early Christmas Eve when he came home late with too much to drink, and I know now she did what she had to do. My sister and me didn't understand. Daddy wasn't ready to be a man. So Mama drove us back to the safest place she knew. The farmhouse smelled of homemade bread instead of Daddy's beer and cigarettes. And everybody prayed for my mama, my sister and me. On Christmas Day we filled our souls at the cowboy church and grandma's stove and the magic underneath the cedar tree. What a Christmas it was. What a Christmas it was. No angry words or mama's tears. No one drank a drop of beer. What a Christmas it was. What a Christmas it was. No broken plates or promises. It was all about the birth of Christ. And what a Christmas it was. Between my grandma's cooking and the sing-alongs, my sister and me felt like we really belonged. And we sure ate up everything my grandpa said. Then we opened the gifts grandma made from scratch. Hours of love with devoted hands. A dress for my sister, a quilt for my mama's bed. Then grandpa smiled and winked at me. Said, son, there's something you'll wanna see. Almost stepped on his heels as I followed him to the shed. And there it was, a shiny boy's bike. No, it wasn't brand new, but man, what a ride. With training wheels and a fresh coat of fire truck red. What a Christmas it was. What a Christmas it was. No angry words or mama's tears. And no one drank a drop of beer. What a Christmas it was. What a Christmas it was. No broken plates or promises. It was all about the birth of Christ. And what a Christmas it was.